You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by James Hughes, as Chief Market Analyst at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, thank you very much.
Trump's plan to stash business taxes, seen as a guidepost by congressional Republicans. Is Trump going to get his way?
Well, I think he has to be seen to be getting his way this time, and that's the important thing. And we know how these things work. I mean, the tax reform will start out here, and then as it's put to a vote, it will get smaller and smaller and smaller until everyone agrees. But the problem this time, because of what's happened with healthcare, what's happened with the travel ban, what's happened with everything else Donald Trump's had to try and do, is that this time it has to get it through. He can't have this one fail again. So that most probably means that he's going to have to take a few concessions when it comes to the fine detail when we go within this, and the Democrats, and obviously it's not just the Democrats, it's going to Congress, so it's the Republicans as well. They will all be looking to take as much away from it as they possibly can. So I think from that point of view, Donald Trump's kind of stuck because he has to have this push through. This is again another campaign promise, and it's something that the others he hasn't been able to stick to. He has to be seen to be sticking to one of them, and that in itself is the biggest point, and probably the biggest guide for the markets, I think, at the moment. Because really, from a market point of view, and solely markets, we don't really care about how big they are, how big the tax cut is, how small it is, whatever goes on around it. But the key point is about how it moves the markets, and the reason that it's moving the markets at the moment isn't because of the size of it, but it's because we've been waiting for it for so long. The markets have rallied on the back of how much of a stimulus it's going to be to the economy and to the markets. If it disappointed in any way, it was going to really give us a bit of a hit. Now, it's obviously a big tax cut, and that's what we wanted. But if the concessions are bought in and it gets tapered down and it gets diluted a little bit more, that's when we get more negativity for the markets. And that's when the downside comes and the disappointment comes.
But I mean, the markets have been a little bit flat since the events of yesterday. Is you think that's we've hit the top of the market after all that?
Well, I don't know. This tax, the tax plan was. It has to be the most factored in thing into the markets we've ever seen, really, because we've really been rallying ever since Donald Trump first mentioned taxes during the campaign trail. So, I mean, I think there was always going to be a degree of disappointment flatlining around this discussion point, but I think, I mean, there's so much more to go on it. It's not just a case of, you mentioned the tax plan. Mnuchin then comes out and gives us a little bit more details, but that's not the end of it. The problem is of how far along it has to go before we actually get it put through into law, and it's actually doing what it's supposed to do. So I think, because there's so far much more to go on it, that's when we may get some more market moves. But it most definitely was factored in already, a lot of the moves on the back of it.
Right, some of the markets to look at. I mean, the euro still rallying after the Macron victory. Is that going to hit 110, $1.10?
Well, we're a bit... Everyone's a bit nervous about this from a market point of view. You're a bit nervous about this Macron-Le Pen situation, and only because, yes, we've we've heard polls before, and anyone who you talk to at the moment who says, well, it's easy, Macron's going to win, everyone will always say, well, look at Trump. But yes, we said look at Trump, but the margin of error was so different. And people said look at Brexit, and again, the margin of error was so close within those two. We're talking about a pretty big lead here for Macron, even though he went to his hometown and works in a factory, booed him, and he got heckled yesterday or the day before. So it doesn't always show as a positive sign. But I think, I mean, with that in mind, I think this is outside of the margin of error. It doesn't mean that, of course, Le Pen can't win. But from the Euro's point of view, the Euro's decided already. So I think 110 is kind of on the horizon. We've got some big levels around there. There's a nice equidistant channel on Euro-dollar coming out from those lows at the end of 2016, kind of December time. Bringing us through, we broke through that 200 period moving average on the upside and that downside trend line in support of this more upside move, and we're now approaching around 110.60s or so. We're approaching the top end of that equidistant channel, so I think that's where the next kind of level comes in, big level comes in for us, and to see whether we can hold on to that or whether we break through a little bit more. And again, a lot will depend whether, obviously, Macron, if he does win, then we get that move, we get that push through that extra level, and then we see it higher still above that 110, maybe even targeting around 111.50s, 112s.
Right, finally, I just wanted to talk about gold, because it's been a bit on the back foot over the last few days. I think Goldman Sachs, who are obviously experts in this area, have been calling it down. So 1264 at the moment. How are people positioned at GKFX?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is still this feeling of loading up on gold. I think I think it's very much a long term play of what people are looking at and what clients are looking at from our point of view, because I think it's a case of sitting back. That all of these geopolitical tensions are what's causing it as well. I mean, you look. Just because the Russia, US, Syria news flow has maybe gone away doesn't mean the issues have gone away. And we know with that conflict, that will raise its ugly head yet again at some point in the near future. We've still got this tension between the US and North Korea, which is going to continue as well. So with that in mind, I think there's a lot of people they're looking at the situation of brink of war. War also means gold upside. So I think that is a very simplistic view, but I think that's where the movement goes. And we know, even if we look back to the chemical attack in Syria and all of the issues that caused, that led to some upside in gold. And again, the North Korea, when that first emerged, that was an issue for gold, and gold rallied on the back of that as well. We haven't heard so much in the way of the news flow around those two stories. We've dropped back a little bit in terms of gold, but I think people are still looking at that situation where it is that safe haven in those times when there are such geopolitical uncertainties. And of course, we are so dominated by those at the moment, even if it's not Syria, North Korea and Russia, it's the French elections and all of the other uncertainty that's going on.
James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at GKFX, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.